That started off as just painkillers, people sharing their prescriptions with each other, buying prescriptions, that sort of thing. And then somewhere around 2010, 2011, that took a turn towards IV drug use.
A prescription painkiller called Opana had been reformulated, and addicts found they now needed to inject it to reach a euphoric high.
In the county, it wasn't surprising that HIV came in next.
Cook says his pleas for resources and financial help went unanswered until the number of HIV cases spiked.